First Lady Michelle Obama is heading up a new program to combat childhood obesity, a health problem that affects 15% of American children. In epidemic rates among adults, obesity is associated with heart disease, diabetes, asthma, and cancer. Health experts are advising better diets and more exercise, and that's prompting a growing number of Americans to go back to basics, way back. They're adopting the eating habits of our prehistoric ancestors. Robert Keeling says he's never felt better in his life.
This is going to sound cliche, but I don't get sick. I don't have colds anymore.
The 35-year-old Washington lawyer attributes his good health to exercise and diet. Keeling goes to the gym each day for a high-intensity group workout led by Melody Feldman and John Main.
Every time you come into the gym, we have a set structure, and we coach you through the entire workout so that you're being held accountable for movement and that you're performing everything at its best.
What we have here is an ethos that prescribes health and fitness first.
The No Frills Gym is one of 1,200 CrossFit centers across the United States. Along with strenuous exercise, coaches promote an eating regime known as the Paleo Diet. It's based on what a prehistoric human might have eaten 10,000 years ago, during the Paleolithic era that preceded the domestication of crops and animals.
It's really simple, actually. It's just unprocessed natural foods, lean meats, nuts and seeds, fruits and vegetables, and then no starch, no sugar, no dairy, no beans.
Right, eating quality foods, as the kinds that Melody just mentioned, and leaving out anything that's processed or refined or comes in a box.
Hungry after his workout, Keeling heads home for a paleo stir-fry with shrimp, broccoli, mushrooms, and yams. He says over the last 2 years, he's rarely strayed from the basic regimen. As a result, he says he sleeps better, remains healthy, and doesn't gain weight or even crave food forbidden in the paleo diet, such as pizza or pasta.
I don't crave it anymore because on the few times that I have had those types of foods, my body has a very bad reaction now. And I just feel terrible afterwards. And so that, more than anything, helps you keep on the straight and narrow as far as eating the right types of foods.
Artemis Simopoulos is the author of the Omega Diet book, from which much of the paleo diet is drawn. She says today's human genetic profile is the same as our ancestors, yet the modern diet is radically different.
I think it's important to understand from the evolutionary standpoint what we were like, and try to modify the environment to be consistent with the evolutionary aspects of diet, because our genes were programmed to respond to a diet that had the composition of the evolutionary aspects of diet.
Simopoulos, who also heads the Washington-based Center for Genetics, Nutrition, and Health, departs from paleo dieters for whom dairy products and grains are unacceptable. She says humans have evolved with the ability to adapt.
Adaptation is what has saved us. Otherwise, if we were entirely dependent on the gene-environment interaction, we would not be here today. But because we're able to adapt, you don't need to go into extremes. But you need to go along with a diet which is consistent with all traditional diets around the world.
Simopoulos says she's especially troubled by the overload of sugar, starch, red meat, and processed foods in the modern Western diet. These foods, she says, are associated with a rise in heart disease, cancer, obesity, and depression. Her recommendations?
Eat more fruits and vegetables. Fish. Definitely change the oils. Cut down on saturated fat, simple sugars, and salt. And this is within the range of everybody. I mean, the supermarkets have everything.
Robert Keeling says the secret of his success with the paleo diet is consistency.
It's the diet that we've been evolved to eat. It's the diet we should all be eating. I would recommend it to everybody.
Keeling adds that while his wife is not on the paleo diet, she likes that he does all the cooking and food shopping. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.